What's good, listeners? Holler at ya, boy! Yeah, it is Friday, and we are beyond stoked. And let's bring in the one and only co-host, Marissa Pitts. How you doing, fam?
Oh, amazing. I can finally be on the show with you.
Hey, there's a lot of new luxury toys amongst the Chris Collins show. You know, we are now not only on one platform, Marissa, we're on like five different outlets. Isn't that absolutely insane?
And you can comment live. So please, 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 listeners, you hear something, you're jazzed, you're pissed off about it. I don't care what it is. Comment and we will read your comment live on the Chris Collins Show.
Hey, we got an amazing show for everybody that's tuning into the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show, because joining us on Just Talking are the Vision Twins. They are fitness guru sensations that have been catapulting onto the TikTok scene with over 2 million followers. I mean, that is just so freaking insane. And I mean, we have such a juggernaut lineup. We also got Strike Accord artist that's going to be returning to the show. His name is Justin Bernardes. You might know him for the ad-libs. And he is such an incredible soul. He's going to give us an update about where he's at the start of 2023 and so much more. But I also do want to remind the listening audience that I have a music podcast series called Off the Fret, more music talk, featuring LA Pop Rockers, Poe the Passenger as our seventh installment. And literally yesterday, I got to sit down with my first female artist on the music podcast, Off the Fret, who is a Nashville country star. Her name is Amanda Cooksey. So keep a lookout in the middle of February for that interview to drop. And for everybody that's tuning in right now, go ahead and hit the like and subscribe button. Or if you're on YouTube, hit the bell so you never miss a live show. But you know what, Marissa? I think it's time to rock and roll. What's good, listeners? Throw your V's up. Our guest on Just Talking are fitness guru sensations, Vision Twins, live on the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show. So let's bring them up on screen. Yes. How you guys going, fam? Oh, bring them back. Bring them back. I know. Stop doing anything. Hey, did you guys bring your protein shakes? Did you guys move your ham Hawkins? Are you guys ready to rock and roll?
We don't believe in protein or protein shakes, man. We just get to it.
Ah, okay.
No protein?
My mom just loves the lifestyle of drinking a protein shake in the morning. So you think that's just a facade that doesn't need to be for everybody?
Oh, no. I think protein shakes definitely have their place. It's just we've just done it for so long and we're like, you know what? We can do our own thing. We've never really done protein to lose the weight. So we're like, let's just keep it going natural, you know?
Hey, no, absolutely.
Are you getting protein? Because like I said, I'm a certified dietitian or nutritionist, right? So are you getting protein through natural means then? Because you don't have to have a protein shake to get protein. You don't have to eat meat to get protein, right? So are you still getting protein like at least through your food? Or are you just like, I'm a carb heavy dude?
Oh, no, absolutely. We still eat, you know, chicken, beef, getting our protein in.
Yes.
And they're not eating lettuce like a turtle.
Well, I know, and it's true because honestly, as they know too, if you can get your needs, minerals, vitamins, protein, carbs naturally through your food, that is the best way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But you know what, Calvin and Angelo, you know, it's remarkable to see you boys influence millions of followers online embracing the Vision Twins mentality. Don't wait. Lose weight. And keeping an online presence daily is like sticking to a workout regimen. It takes discipline. So how do you guys create content without burning out?
I think the biggest thing for us is just being really connected to our mission. And at the end of the day, you know, whatever we speak has to come through that idea. You know what I mean? The mission, the vision that we have for ourselves. So all the content we do, as long as you have a goal, you know, there's unlimited things you could do to get there. So
oh, yeah, absolutely. But with nearly 3 million followers on TikTok alone, you know, social media becomes a full-time job. Mm-hmm. And is being a fitness influencer easy?
We wouldn't even really think. We don't like to kind of put ourselves in a box with the fitness influencer because we feel like, you know, that scene isn't necessarily where we kind of relate the most, even though granted we do have clients, we do have people that we train and help lose weight. We have thousands of clients that we've helped. But really, wow. You know, it's having a vision, and it's in the name, you know, it's having that vision for yourself and really believing in what you can't see and knowing that you can get there.
Our biggest our biggest thing is we help people that are overweight become a person that doesn't necessarily have to go to the gym every day or be a gym freak if they want to just be in shape and love their life. Mm-hmm. And I think that's more relatable to a larger population of people that don't feel like being bodybuilders, don't want to be, you know, running marathons, just want to be the normal person, but they ended up losing a massive amount of weight and got their life back.
Well, yeah, how would you then describe yourselves if you're not a fitness influencer, right? You don't want to use that term. Then how would you two, if you had to put it into a tagline, how would you describe yourself? Like as the putting it out there, should I say?
I don't think we really even describe ourselves. We let the people do that. And we just kind of come as the inspiration and motivation that we wanted to be when we were overweight.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, you know, how do you guys, you know, keep up and stay active and engaged with your Vision Twin Army? I mean, that seems like such a tough task. I mean, you guys just said right now, we deal with over thousands of clients. I can't even think of 88 friends in high school that I still keep in touch with. You guys are keeping in touch with thousands of people. How do you make this all work out? Are you guys the only team? I mean, do you guys have management?
Well, thankfully there's two of us and we're very, you know, there's two of us for a reason. I think we've been blessed with that. So imagine if you had a clone, you know, how much more would you get done, Chris, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. What the hell was my mom thinking? Damn, maybe we might have genetics for this after all in the future.
If there was two of us, rage quit would be, or two of you, there'd be rage quit would be going, oh!
Yeah, I don't know if there would be any room to talk in this mix. But I mean, what are the Vision Twins doing differently in the new year to keep on growing even more?
I would say diving into our followers a lot more. I think during 2021 to 2022, from the time we first talked to even now, you know, social media does get to your head a little bit, and not in a way that like we thought we were better than anybody, but you could take your foot off the gas pedal essentially and not necessarily try as hard as you want it to be. And now we're more of diving back into our people and just showing that we care, you know, and I think that's the biggest thing that lasts the longest. Is just keep being real, keep being honest, and showing that, you know, we're there for them regardless if it's 2 million, whatever, 3 million followers. We're just there to be someone that they can relate to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, do you boys ever worry about the pressure of like always doing the right thing 24/7 online? Or is that something more for like the Liver King to worry about? Because I know sometimes, you know, you got fitness people like you guys who might want to smoke a blunt or something like that every once in a while. And then, you know, you want to kind of, you know, keep the persona like, hey, you know, we don't drink too much champagne. We're not drinking too much Mad Dog 40-40s behind the scenes. Do you guys let loose? Or I mean, is it always, you know, kind of sticking with that diet regimen?
You know, I think as far as keeping things on brand, that's definitely the point. But, you know, our brand is us at the end of the day. We are, you know, exactly what we say we are on social media. So we obviously don't go into, you know, like arguing with people or doing that, because that's just not who we are in person anyways. We don't sit there and waste time arguing with a grocery store lady. You know, we just don't do that. So it's very easy for us to navigate in that sense. And as long as we don't go with the mission to hurt anybody or intend to make someone feel less than.
Didn't one of you just recently quit smoking weed? I thought I saw, was it that you had noticed you quit smoking weed and your health and you really leaned into God more? I saw that on your recently, right? The last month, wasn't it?
Yeah, so last month we had like totally gone, like throw everything away.
Yeah.
It's actually been like a 2 to 3 month thing where we got rid of the weed and really just getting into our prayer and praying to God and, you know, just listening to that higher voice, because we feel like, you know, we all have that person that in our head that feels like, you know, they're kind of controlling our life, not in a bad way, but just somebody to check in with. And, you know, it got into a point where we had to, you know, just throw it all out. And, you know, that really helped us during that time. And not going to lie, there have been a couple times during the past, you know, couple months
more
or
than
so,
a couple times.
Yeah, where we've gone out and smoked weed. But you know, it's not something that we needed to wake up or that we needed to go talk to, you know, talk to management. You know, it's not like, you know, something that we relied on, like how we were. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, I would say that you guys kind of sound like Stephen A. Smith, you know, even though he kind of jokes around. He's like, stay off the weed. But the only reason he says that is he goes, I don't know one single soul that allows marijuana to damage their livelihood when it comes to making an income for a living. And that also sounds like what the Vision Twins are all about. We're not going to be, you know, a bunch of couch potatoes. We're not going to let the devil's lettuce, you know, stop us anytime soon. And I think that's, you know, hey, better kudos for you, better than me. But Vision Twins.
I don't know how to do it during the day. That's hard.
No, it's absolutely. And Vision Twins, let's switch gears because I know the American Academy of Pediatrics issued new guidelines for the first time in 15 years, making the case that eating well and exercising is not always enough. Would you guys agree with this assessment?
So we did watch a video that we were sent by the crew, and we did have a few opinions on it. Obviously, some of the things they were saying had some validity to it, but the way that they took those true sayings and then molded it to fit their agenda was pretty crazy. Some of the things that they were talking about, how your body has like a homeostasis line, and then anytime you try to go on a diet, they're like, forget that.
Yeah, right. And, isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah, they said that your body wants to bring it back to this level, and whatever's been there for like if you're at this level for 3 to 6 months, that's where your body wants to stay at. But they fail to realize, like, if you just cut your calories down and then you stay there for 3 to 6 months, that's your new baseline. So it's kind of just leaving leeway for people to obviously stay unhealthy, stay overweight. And it's not – that message isn't going to last long. We deal with people that want to lose weight all the time. We were overweight. And you can't tell us that we wanted – that it was okay, that we knew we were fine being overweight. That's just – it's not – it's just pleasing to the ears for a minute. But after that, when, you know, the lights are off and you're in your bed by yourself and you're looking at your body or you're in the mirror looking at yourself, you know that no matter what anybody says, you're not happy with how you look. And, you know, you have to make some changes. And that's where we come in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know the clip that we sent over to you guys was a very popular clip that was trending at the very top of the year. It was with Leslie Stahls on 60 Minutes interviewing the Biden administration's brand new member who's going to be joining the 2025 Dietary Guidelines Adversary Committee. And this doctor named Fatima Cody Stanford, who specializes in obesity medicine, claims the number one cause of obesity is genetics. I mean, how does someone keep a straight face saying that? Is it really genetics?
No, we have family, and I'm sure you guys probably have family members who are overweight or obese themselves. And, you know, you can see, you know, their actions and how they maneuver through life and what they're eating. And you can clearly put two and two together and see why somebody looks like how they look. And, you know, I don't think it's
Well, I would say real quickly, like, you know, the biggest way that I would point out to you guys is that really stands out for everybody is the fact that you can look at photos from, like, let's say the 1940s or the 50s of baseball games. You even look at people in the audience stands. No one looks fat. So, like, how did genetics just randomly change in the 80s and all the way until 2023, if that's truly the case?
Yeah, man. Well, I'm a huge conspiracy theorist. So I believe that, you know, they pump up this food and, you know, it's all meant for, you know, for control. So at the end they can say, you know, you have a disease and you have a problem, when really they probably don't have a problem. It's just, you know, they're kind of victims because of what, you know, our society is kind of molded.
And I'm totally with you on this conspiracy theory. I'm with you on this one here, because that doctor, just, you know, is a weight loss surgeon, which it doesn't surprise me that she pushes surgery for children, which is not necessary or needed for that. They're not going to die tomorrow with it. Fix your eating, right? Healthier choices, right? Get out and walk. And it's a family thing too, right? And then on top of that, it was the 1990s with the food pyramid, talking about conspiracy, our government wanting us to eat unhealthy, wanting us to pay into more of their medical stuff, right? I'm so with you on this one.
Yeah, that's a great point, Marissa. Angela, let me throw it to you again, because, you know, you've spoken out about, like, you know, like, why people love what the Vision Twins do, because you say, quote, "We are so vulnerable with our loose skin. We show it off like it's nothing." You know, so when you hear that, so would you even follow along with some of these guidelines that they were even saying in this very popular 60 Minutes clip, where she was even advocating for kids as young as 13 years old to take a shiv, like in The Last of Us, and slice your stomach fat out? I mean, would you do that if you had the option back then?
Oh, no, I wouldn't. And it's crazy because you like you said, you look at the things that are getting put out nowadays. And I saw this graph the other day. It said, like, Lucky Charms was healthier than, like, eggs.
Or yeah, like, I saw the same thing.
It was, like, red meat was worse. Like, there was just some crazy, like, dark chocolate's better than red meat. It was just, like, crazy. Like, these things that are being told what is healthy for people to eat versus unhealthy. And you go to any farm in America, you go anywhere where food's being naturally made, and you realize, okay, yeah, like, no one's eating Lucky Charms over here.
Well, yeah, like, we're, you know, it's interesting that you just said right now that you guys are building upon, you know, we're talking about, you know, talking about the charts, about how they manipulate us, and et cetera. Don't you feel like, you know, I'm not saying you guys are fitness influencers, because you've clearly already spelled that out right now, but we do have a question live on air from Brandon Tejeda, who is saying it is the way food has changed since then and the stuff they add into the foods. But let me add into this, mm-hmm. along with Brandon's comment. Do you feel like fitness influencers are saturating the scene with, you know, fake diet plans or regimens that just really don't work out?
I think it's lack of the right information. Most people, you know, they give you a blanket statement on how to lose weight, which is obviously being in a calorie deficit, which, again, that is very true. But, you know, if you spell something out, it doesn't mean that someone understands it, you know. So it's being able to put those into terms and put those into real life situations that people understand is what really makes a change. So at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's like trying to tell someone, if you want to get a good grade, study more. Well, what do I study? What do I have to study? You know, it's that type of stuff.
And how are you guys aiming to deliver a sense of responsibility with ending obesity one day at a time?
100%. And it's kind of about everything that we've talked about, even back to, you know, the conspiracy thing is, like, you know, I feel like there's just been so much control in our lives, and even bringing it back to that weed, the weed statement, like, you know, their song, "Smoke Weed Every Day." Like, it's like, you have to realize, like, what are you subconsciously listen to, and what people are trying to plug into your brain, and really have discernment in where you know, where you see your life going, and having that control is what's going to make the difference.
And you know what also could be a great beneficial thing? Because, you know, myself personally, I'm very guilty with drinking Budweiser. I love my beer. But, you know, there's sometimes at a point where, you know, some people as young as our age who are becoming alcoholics. And I don't think people realize, if you, let's say, for example, you're buying a 30 rack every single day and you're just pounding beer consistently, $27.50 every day for a full year is $10,000. Could you imagine if you put that kind of money into your own personal health?
Absolutely. It would be amazing. You'd see crazy results and you'd feel a lot better, obviously. But, you know, that, and that study that the doctor on whatever was CNN or something like that, that had mentioned, you know, it's a mental illness. I do agree in some parts to that. You know, I'm not going to say all of her things are wrong. There's definitely some validity in the whole, you know, it's a disease in the sense of the mind. But yeah, it's something that you have to deal with mentally. And the reason why someone's going out and buying a 30 pack of beer isn't because they love the taste of Budweiser that damn much. It's they're going through something, you know, and they're going through something mentally that can be caused by a multitude of different reasons. And so if we can get to what those reasons are, then you can correct the behavioral changes. And then now you can change the trigger emotions from, instead of every time they feel, you know, depressed or sad or angry, they go get a beer. Well, now every time they feel depressed, sad, or angry, they go and work out. They go and read a book. They go and do notes. They do something that's, you know, not aiding into that pattern that's been constantly ruining their lives.
So I think what I love that you bring up so much is about you have a habitual, and if it's a negative habitual, it's not just about stopping it, it's finding out why you do it and then replacing it with a positive habitual. We are creatures of habit, and I promote that with my clients also on there, and it just sounds like I get so reassured hearing it from you two, who are huge life and fitness motivators, who have your voice out there, people listen to. So it just makes me feel good too, that like what message I'm sharing is the same one you're sharing, because it works.
But when you hear that, you know, this doctor is saying, eat what you want, you know, it's your genes after all, I kind of find that kind of outlandish on a level. And to me, it kind of comes across as a bit fat phobic when you tell somebody that, hey, after all, it doesn't matter what you do and put in your body and how many exercise regimens that you do, it's always going to be your genes in the end. Do you view it the same way?
Yeah, it's like just it's control. It's telling them they need surgery. And
you're powerless. Yeah. You're weak. You're a victim to yourself, and you're fat because your mom and your grandma and your dad and your family is overweight. I mean, sure, nurture is very, you know, key to someone's weight as a growing up and being kids. But that's when someone gets to an age where they can make their own decisions. Then that's someone's decision to say, I'm going to go change this and fix these behaviors. So it's not all, you know, left up to chance.
And that's kind of how, when we were on our weight loss journey, we had gotten to 18 years old and we're like, we're kind of looking left and right. And we're like, so not everybody loses weight. It's like, you know, not, we had started it when we were 17, we get 18, you know, we're out in the real world. Now we're like, you know, it's not everybody, you know, change their life, but, you know, and you come to realize, you know, there's a lot of people who go further on in life and never make the change. So that's what we're here for.
Hey, so true, Vision Twins. I can't thank you guys enough. I mean, just the fact that you guys lost a staggering combined weight loss of over 290 pounds, that should tell the CCS family alone that don't wait. Lose weight, baby. I love you guys a lot. Thank you again for joining the Chris College Show, Millennial Talk Show. Where can our listening audience follow you guys on social media?
At Vision Twins on all platforms.
Yeah, that's what's up. Throw your V's up. Throw your V's up. Appreciate you guys. One love. And I want to let you guys know, for the rest of the CCS family that's tuning on in, stick around as we got so much more left on the Chris College Show, Millennial Talk Show. What's good, listeners? Our guest returning live on Strike Accord is TikTok sensation Justin Bernard with nearly 2 million followers. How freaking insane is that? Also, I want to remind the listening audience to check out my music podcast with LA Pop Rockers, Poe the Passenger, out now wherever you listen to music and our YouTube channel. But hey, Justin Bernardes, how you doing, my man?
What's up, guys? It's Justin. It feels good to be back. It feels so good.
Dude, I mean, I'm beyond stoked to see my brother from another mother return to the Chris College Show, Millennial Talk Show, especially as a Strike Accord artist. And you personally reached out to me about wanting to come back on the show. So talk to me. What do you want to get off your chest, Justin?
Oh, man. All right. Well, like I said, it feels amazing to be back. I'm so grateful for you guys. I miss you guys dearly. And a lot's changed since the last time I was on the show. I've put a giant focus on mental health. I put out a whole EP about mental health and healing, and I feel like it's my purpose, honestly, music and talking about mental health. I think it's really what I'm meant to do. I figured it out.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, and I mean, you're obviously starting off the show with your mental health, and I know what some of the themes that we were just exploring now on Just Talking with TikTok sensations as well, the Vision Twins, who are fitness gurus. I was talking to them about, you know, the burnout it can have, you know, to be constantly producing content for your followers who admire the ad-libs. I mean, I'm a huge fanatic of it. I know that you've been kind of cutting back a little bit. You still do it here and there, but how has that taken a toll on your own personal life?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I definitely have cut back for multiple reasons, I would say. One, I feel like I've done so many of the popular artists already that I'm like, all right, what's next? What's next? So I'm waiting for my own inspiration. But I love what you said about burnout because it's so real. I mean, at the status that I've built my fan base up to now, there's such a high demand. It's like, new video, new video, new video. So it's like I'm trying to build social media with my personal life and everything else I'm doing. And it's so easy to get burned out. I've definitely burned out a lot. But you know, when I have the inspiration, I go for it, and I don't regret it at all.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's no easy task, Justin. I mean, I think we clearly understand that, you know, the burnout is real. I mean, you know, you have to be constantly producing online content on the daily. You know, it becomes a full-time job. And have you felt like with the success of your TikTok videos, has it not allowed you to branch out and do some of the things that you've been putting, I guess, on the back burner?
Oh, man. It's been one of the main reasons I've been able to branch out and do other things. And I feel like for me, for example, you know, it started with me making my own original music. Then TikTok blew up for me. So now it's a matter of kind of cycling it back. People have been saying like, all right, we've heard you be everybody else, but we want to hear what you can do. Like, what can you do as an artist? So thankfully, because of my built-up TikTok audience, among everything else, I'm at that point now, getting ready to drop some new music, and it's good.
That's what's up. I guess, you know, this is what's leading me to my, you know, next question, because obviously you are known as the guy that does the ad-libs, you know, mimicking some of our favorite popular hip-hop artists. And do you want to be known for that? Or are you saying right now on the Chris Collins Show that it's like, no, that's not, I mean, yes, that was fun. I'm still doing it. I'm there, but I'm beyond that. I am an artist after all.
You know, I think I like that people know me from that, but I can confidently say now that I don't want to be known as that forever. If that's how people are like, wait a second, I've seen that guy before, then that's fine. But I don't want to be like 75 years old walking down the street and someone's like, the ad-libs. Like, I just, hopefully by that point, it's just like, you know, it was there. It built
up. Well, sorry to break it to you, Justin. That's never going to go away when you're 75. You have much more success that's going to be coming with you, and people are always going to be saying it. I mean, trust me. I'm always like, man, I got to get that branded on a shirt. The ad-libs. I mean, I think it's phenomenal what you do, Justin. And I know one of the things that we will be playing right now on the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show is your hit single performance for Up to You. So what can you tell us about this song?
Yeah, so I actually wrote this song right before I got into this relationship that my whole EP is about. And the song was really saying like, you know, I'm catching feelings and I don't feel bad about it. I'm catching feelings. I'm trying to figure out if she feels the same way. And I was a little confused and it was a little confusing. So at the end of the chorus, I say, I could be yours, but it's up to you, because I wasn't sure where her head was at. And that's how the song was born.
I think I have a feeling where the girl's headset or headspace is at. She's probably was swiping right and she regretted later. Hopefully you're not on dating apps, are you, Justin? With how popular you are with 2 million followers. No, I'm just saying, I'm trying not to stop for this. Dang. You're like the Da Vinci Code. I'm like spinning the dial. I mean, hopefully someone with 2 million followers isn't jumping on Tinder or any of that kind of shit.
If I was swiping Justin, I would definitely not regret later, okay? That was fun, okay?
I love it.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, Justin, it's up to you. Right. Right. So no, I think it's a phenomenal single. We have the luxury of being able to play that song right now on Strike Accord. So let's do our due diligence. This is Justin Bernardes' music video, Up to You, live on the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show.
Girl, you don't really like a mix of shit. I can tell the way we act that you feel. be the same. He's just gonna set you back. Yeah, don't know if you mind. He don't know I'm loving you. That's when know you might. Yeah, yeah. Pretty girl nice. What a surprise. He think he's smooth, but I'm inside. He's playing the games. Why would I lie? Stop before he hurts you. You won't have to worry why. If you text me, you gon' get a reply. Look at who you're talking to. Every night on FaceTime. Every time you hang on me, girl, you have a better time. Like when I'm on top of you, and I like it when you ride. Yeah. He can never treat you like me. I would give you all my everything. When I'm not with you, say you miss me. It's up to you. Let me pull up on you. When you need me, I'll come through. And I'll love you. And I'll trust you. I could be yours, but it's up to you. Up to you, girl. It's up to you. Up to you, girl. It's up to you. That we've been friends for a while, but I've been missing you. I've been missing your smile. 'Cause when I'm with you, time always flies. I was thinking maybe you could even spend the night. Anything you need, right there. Hold you when you sleep, girl, you know I'll care. I'll be there on your worst days, make them problems go away. Yeah. He could never treat you like me. I would give you all my everything. When I'm not with you, you say you miss me. Yeah. It's up to you. Let me pull up on you. When you need me, I'll come through. And I'll love you. And I'll trust you. I could be yours, but it's up to you. Let me pull up. And I'll trust you. I could be yours, but it's up to you. Up to you, girl. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you.
Oh man, Justin Bernardes has got me up in my feels, man. I'm jiving. It's Friday. I can do whatever the hell that I want. And that is his hit single, Up to You. And we got the one and only Justin Bernardes here with us. But I want to remind everybody who's tuning in, go ahead and hit the like and subscribe button so you never miss a live show. And let's bring on the beautiful soul back up onto the screen. And Justin, you know, you've been absolutely killing it, you know, showing music lovers how to produce hit tracks of our favorite, you know, hip-hop artists over the years. And how well do you know the music industry and its current trends?
Ooh, you know, what's so tricky about trends is they change so fast, especially with something like TikTok. It's always changing. But I would say I'm pretty up to date. What questions do you have for me? I feel like you have a question.
Yeah, no, I definitely, trust me, you know, I'm definitely cooking something up right about here, because I know at the start of 2023, I was quite amazed to see that there's a lot of record label executives that are now pursuing young artists to actually start using music AI systems to write lyrics for future singles and albums. Is that something that you've considered to do as maybe as like a video series or even maybe potential LP?
You know what? That wasn't something I was considering until you said it, and it sounded
Okay, now I want some credit. Now I want some credit, Justin. If you start blowing up like crazy, come on now, fam. I mean,
what a crazy time, right? Using AI to write music. I mean, I wonder if that will eventually take the job of songwriters, because, you know, there's a bunch of ghostwriters or songwriters.
Yes.
They go hand in hand, but I wonder if AI can replace songwriter. That's a crazy thought.
Well, no, I know that if people can save money and not pay out, it will be replaced.
I would argue that you can save money, because if you don't have to hire, like, you know, like Beyonce, who had to have like 27 writers for one song, and she's like stuck in a funk, and she just has to type in a mere text description of like the theme AIs that she needs, you know, she can have 27 AI opinions on it. But I mean, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, AI is transforming art, but you see it being the same way when it comes to music, Justin?
You know, I see like pros and cons of it. I feel like there's definitely been times where I'm like, I'll write a line and I'll be like, what rhymes with this word? Like, how can I make this sound kind of poetic? You know what right. I mean? But I never thought of using AI to kind of lend me a hand. I mean, if you think about it, like I said, we already have songwriters. What's the big difference? It's just an AI songwriter. So I could see myself kind of reaching to it maybe as like a curiosity, be like, what's out there? How could this help? And if it helps, I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, I've ghostwritten for artists that people listen to every day. And it's like, I did that in my room. Why not get a helping hand from like AI?
Yeah, I think you're onto something. I feel like in the early days in the rap scene, especially when it comes to the 90s, they were probably using a dictionary of thesaurus, come up with that, you know, that rap line that you kind of on a brain fart for, and you're like, man, I can't figure it out. Now AI is becoming more prevalent nowadays. And, you know, some critics are upset with Google's creation of a new AI system that's called Music LM. It's capable of generating music of any genre just using a mere text description. Like, that's totally insane. But the reason I'm referencing this, Justin, and go ahead and bring me back up on screen, Marissa, because, you know, some people say that it is a violation of copyright infringement, as AI can't necessarily make art or music from scratch. Ooh. I mean, we're hearing that right now. Like, you know, you're typing in, hey, Maka Picasso. You know, you can say that about your modern artists, and now people are getting truly, you know, upraged over, especially the artist, the creator on the other end. Do you feel that same sentiment?
You know, again, I'm kind of split half and half, because I remember when everybody was doing the whole AI thing with the pictures, and it was like people were saying it's theft and you're stealing from artists. So I feel like there's some kinks that need to be worked out. But to be honest, I see it more as a helpful tool than anything. I mean, we have to move with the times. Like, I remember doing my homework on pen and paper. And then some of my friends that have like a younger brother or sister, they're like, yeah, I'm doing homework on my iPad. So it's like, is it cheating or is it just moving with the times? Like, I don't know. I'm kind of conflicted there.
Well, have you heard about that phenomenal instrumental group, you know, Polyphia? You know, yeah, I'm blanking out on who the guitarist is, but he recently just spoke with famous YouTuber Rick Beato, and he was actually explaining how he has massive concerns for the generation of, you know, AI music, because he feels like nowadays, if you could just kind of text what you need, a 4-chord progression, and just type it into the system, where does that leave us, the touring artists that are trying to make a killing in this music industry?
Dang, I mean, that is really tough. But you know what I think too? I don't know yet, because technology is getting kind of crazy, but I don't know if AI has like emotions. You know what I mean? So coming up with, like, does AI have feeling? Does it have emotion? Like, AI can write a song for you, but can AI perform a song for you? And will it have the same feeling as like a normal human being, whether it's picking up an instrument or singing? You know, I don't think AI is quite there yet.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
We actually have a comment from Ms. Norton also that just put in. She said, but a ghostwriter is still a person. AI would be another way for labels to pay less and make more. I think we're all on
No, I think that's a good point from Mrs. Norton, because, you know, I think everybody can understand that, you know, just because you have an iPhone and you can take high quality photos and videos doesn't necessarily mean that you're a professional. So how do you manage to maintain musical integrity while being commercially successful?
Are we still, well, is this still about AI, or is this just like in general?
Well, I would say just in general. Yeah.
Oh man. Okay, what was the question again?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, we understand that, you know, there's different outlets that you could go to, you know, like getting a co-songwriter or using an AI system to help generate lyrics for a future single or LP. But how do you manage that musical integrity, like your sound, Justin Bernard, is staying true to what you want to be while being commercially successful?
You know, I think, and maybe not everybody will agree with me, but I feel like, as long as it feels good to you and it's genuine and it's authentic, I feel like that's going to take you everywhere you need to go. Like for me, for example, like my brand has kind of warped over the years from the time I started my videos to where I am now. But one thing that hasn't changed is like, it's Justin. I mean, that's my tag. Yeah. You know? It's always going to be me. And you can feel that. Like, I have a problem with smiling. It's not going to change anytime soon. I'm a happy.
What's wrong with smiling?
Nothing wrong with smiling. I'm a smiler too, smiling. Justin. Justin, I'm a smiler too.
I love that for all of us.
But you know,
it feels real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I know you also are a phenomenal music producer. You have been posting videos recently about how you've been coming up with different music presets and et cetera. How do you see the game changing when it comes to producing content, you know, definitely the musical arrangements in the next decade?
Ooh, it's another one of those things. I just think as the time moves, people are going to adapt. I don't really know where it's headed right now. It's kind of in a tricky state, you know, coming out of COVID where everybody was at home and everyone had to kind of figure out what they were going to do to where we are now, I'm not sure. But what I do know for certain is I'm always going to be moving with the times. Like whatever piece of technology happens, I mean, I'm with it. Like right now, a lot of people are recording full songs from their phone.
Yeah, isn't that incredible?
That's crazy. They're taking out the computer part. Like I haven't even dabbled in that yet. Cause I'm just so proficient on a computer. But I mean, like I said, I'm moving with the times. I think the only way to get behind is to not move with everybody else.
And let's talk about moving with the times, because I know a very popular rock star. He's one of my favorites. I reference him all the time, a little like too much to count, to be honest with you, but because he's constantly revolutionizing the game when it comes to the music industry. And this artist is Ronnie Radke from Fallen in Reverse. And recently he's kind of started this trend in the last couple of years where he refuses to create LPs moving forward. Instead, he creates these very massive cinematic music video releases accompanied by a single. And is that the future of music moving forward? Because, you know, it feels like streaming services, you know, only paying a third or a fifth of a penny is not really allowing the artist to really want to pull out a full-length album, because maybe, you know, the revenue doesn't come back to you, the artist. Do you like this, what he's doing?
I mean, I think it's cool. If it works for him, nothing against it. I mean, attention spans are so different now. I mean, we used to see songs over 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Now, a lot of songs are under 3 minutes, and it's probably going to keep getting shorter and shorter. So I feel like if the attention span of people is going down, maybe it makes sense to just kind of keep dropping singles and not an LP. But I feel like there's a healthy balance between what you want to do and what the people that support you want to hear. And if you could find a happy medium, it's probably the best.
Man, Justin. Dude, I gotta tell you, I'm a little disappointed in that response, man. You just sided with Marissa, which I absolutely don't agree with. I hate the fact that artists are only producing singles, not LPs anymore. I understand that people can get frustrated with, you know, 8 minute songs from Tool or Metallica, but what happened to storytelling? I feel like, you know, I keep saying this reference today. I feel like a baby bird who is being fed by a mama bird with the worm being, you know, just fed. I want the full meal. What's wrong with having the full meal?
I think, too, as an artist, especially if there's no inspiration, you may not be able to even put out an LP. You may not even be able to write an LP. So I guess it's kind of like what you're going through. Like, I know for me, my music will always be a reflection of where I am in life. So at that, I would just say, you know, if the inspiration's there and you can write a bunch, put it out. But if all you have is a single, put it out too.
Gosh, man, the Beatles were like coming up with new albums like every 2 or 3 years. Maybe the millennials, including the Zillennials, might have to take on this new AI system so we could start hearing more music from the likes of maybe Justin Bernardes, or maybe from, you know, from some of our favorite artists. But you know what? You've been such an incredible soul. And let's have some fun. We're going to be playing one of your older music videos right now. I think it's super well done. Take notes, fam. Any kind of future potential artist or band that's out there, this is a kick-ass music video. This is Justin Bernardes' song Situations, live on the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show.
Why don't you just give me a good reason? These situations are holding me down. Run up and pull it and I'm at the ground. Give me a good reason, no hesitation. They look at me now, I'm at the top and they ask me how. You should know that I'm doing fine. Your girl keeps hitting my line. You broke, so now she is mine. So I'ma ruin it. I'm no psych, but this is a sign. I'm
keep on breaking ties from the lies. I'm not even, it's overdone. You must be hypnotized. You're surprised, I believe it. I still don't know how to feel. Always so fake and unreal. But you, I just don't know what it is. Ooh. Yeah. I'm holding me down, running and pulling, and I'm off the ground. Give me a good reason, no hesitation. They look at me now, I'm at the top, and they ask me how. You should know that I'm doing fine. Your girl keeps hitting my line. You broke, so now she is mine. So I'ma run with it. I'm no psych, but this is a sign. I promise you the last time I got it one of a kind. So tell me who did it. Side by side, you keep comparing mine. The dollar sign. You don't have it. I said checkmate. You call it replicate. It's not that great. There's no debate. And now could you follow? You a joke, blowing smoke, and you broke. And now could you follow? You a joke, blowing smoke, and you broke. Yeah. Freezing, it's situations. I'm holding me down, running and pulling, I'm off the ground. Give me a good reason, no hesitation. They look at me now, I'm at the top, and they ask me how. You should know that I'm doing fine. Your girl keeps hitting my line. You broke, so now she is mine. So I'ma run with it. I'm no psych, but this is a sign. I promise you the last time I got it one of a kind. So tell me who did it.
Love that song. Love it.
It's bringing the hype up energy going into the weekend. We love you, fam. That is your music video, Situations, live on the Chris College Show, Millennial Talk Show. And for everybody, well, I feel like they already know where you're at on social media, but you might as well let the new fans right now that are checking you out on the Chris College Show, where can they follow you on social media?
On Instagram and TikTok, it's at @JustinBernardez_. If you're on Twitter, it's at @JBernardez_.
Hey, that's what's up.
Follow him if you do not.
Thank you for coming back on the Chris College Show. You were such a beautiful soul. And you know what? I'm going to have to snag you for my Off the Fret music podcast. Let's make that happen, man. I think we have a lot more in-depth conversation that needs to happen. So we'll keep in touch, my friend.
Let's do it. Thank you guys. As always, I'm so grateful for you guys and can't wait for you guys to hear new music. It's coming.
Let's get it, fam. Man, oh man, I cannot wait for it. Thanks again, Justin. And for everybody that's tuning in right now to the Chris College Show, Millennial Talk Show, stick around because we have so much more left. Let's get it. We want to give a huge thank you to both these TikTok stars, Vision Twins. Go ahead and follow them on social media, including Justin Bernardez, who also let us in on new music is in the works. It's happening in the year 2023. And if you guys want to know who next week's guest is, you got to make sure that you hit the like and subscribe button and follow us on social media so you never miss out on guest announcements. And I also want to let you guys know that I got a brand new music podcast series called Off the Fret, More Music, More Music Talk, featuring LA pop rockers, Poe the Passenger, out now on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. And Amanda Cooksey, a country star, is going to be joining me for the next episode. So keep a lookout for that in the middle of February. And for all you guys that are checking us out on a daily basis, go ahead and go to thechriscollegeshow.com and become a member today and get that free CCS t-shirt. For now, enjoy the weekend, fam, and we'll see you next week. Peace. What's good? It's Chris from the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show, featuring alternative pop rock band Poe the Passenger, amassing over 1 million streams with their debut LP, Alenia, joins Off the Fret. More music talk. What's good, party people? Chris Collins Show presents Music Storm 2022, hosted by Chris Collins and Marissa Pitts, featuring Royals. There's got to be a better way. Hurricane I Highway. Imagine you were nothing but what I'm doing. Cannibal Kids. Amanda Cooksey. Astoria State. Kid Dad. Resounding. Sleep Cycles. Avenues. Freckles. Weather Worn. Just True. Sophia Marie. Music Storm 2022. Available wherever you listen to podcasts. Our brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
I love it. It's more time to chat.
Hello.
You look so jazzy.
I love your outfit.
How far would you go to start playing live music again?
This slaps harder than my ex when she got her stimulus check. So,
are you here to bring the sexual healing with your music? Oh, everything is everything, and I guarantee you're going to hear this song in the future. I love the flow, man. Politically charged album. So, if you get easily offended, this might not be the album for you. Brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
So excited.
Has Kim Kardashian accidentally sent you a coochie shot?
Do you want to stay there? It's completely your choice. Or you want to...
I feel you. And you know what? I love it. Off the Fret. More music talk. Peace.